Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
51.
5-1.
Which is the number of states this country has if you're an idiot.
Or if you're preemptorily including Puerto Rico, who is supposed to be voting on that. Puerto Rico.
That's true.
Or somebody is.
Or if you're including England because you're a dick.
Yeah, I wouldn't include. I'd include Canada.
As a state?
As the 51st state.
That's a big state.
With a lot of provinces.
A lot of counties.
Yeah.
In that state.
Yes.
So we are 1 week away from our 1 year, well, our 52nd episode. So technically, yeah, it's 1 year worth of weeks of podcasting.
Yes.
Give or take. We're a little over a year in time.
We are, this tomorrow.
Yeah.
So technically today would be the 1 year anniversary of our sixth podcast.
Wow.
April 22nd.
Nice.
So I did a little research today in preparation for today's podcast. That's right. You heard it here, folks. I did preparation.
H?
Nope.
Okay. I did nothing. I woke up too early.
I set you up for that.
Yeah, you did.
Even though you're tired, you got it right away.
Yeah. Woke up really early. Went to work. Did a bunch of work shit. Hey, work shit. Just want to go to work.
12 hours later, he's talking to you people.
Yeah. It's only been 12 hours. Mm-hmm. Shit. My God.
Oh, it's not 1 a.m., but my brain is firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, mine's not, because it feels like it's 3 a.m. But, hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So, we're going to try to have something big for you guys on number 52. If we can't, because
it's scheduling,
yes. our anniversary podcast will be had later. We'll have a very special podcast at some point, but maybe not next week, I'm hoping. But a lot of emails going back and forth.
Right, so we'll have the 52nd episode.
No, we'll skip it. We'll go to 53, and then later down the road, we'll do 52.
I like it.
Yeah.
Great.
It'll be our 52 podcast pickup.
Our 52 pickup.
Yep. Oh, God.
I already know that whatever happens next Sunday, the 27th, I'm going to have an early dinner.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be tight. Yeah, we can get back here.
Thank you.
By 8.
Okay.
My father is receiving a very special alumni award from the University of Washington.
Oh, wow, very cool.
And we're having, I've been invited to the dinner. My sister and husband will be there, my aunt and uncle, and about 150 other people.
So what exactly is an aluminum award?
I don't know what
an Illuminati.
It's not quite a gold or platinum award. Somewhere
an
around
aluminium.
Foil.
A Millennium Award. What? I don't know.
It's really funny because they called my dad and said, "Hey, we're honoring you with a dinner." And Dad said, "Oh, I've had one of those." And they're like, "Oh no. This is for the Distinguished Alumni Award. You gave me one of those 5 years ago." No. This is a different one.
So Seth has a different date for our first podcast. He's got 5/20.
Yes, and Seth didn't listen to me. I said the 1 year anniversary of our sixth podcast, which was April 22nd.
Yeah, the math.
May 20th was our first podcast in your apartment on Queen Anne.
Capitol Hill.
Yes, Capitol Hill. I keep thinking that's Queen Anne. I keep hoping that that's Queen Anne.
Okay, maybe it's because I'm tired. I'm not seeing how this math works. Because May is the month. You mean March?
No.
So we had our first podcast.
Sorry, March.
After our sixth.
I meant March.
Okay.
And Seth said May.
Yeah.
Because he's got 5, right? 5/20?
Yeah, see, Aaron says that his iTunes tells him it was in March. Aaron, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I just thought I was bad at math right now, because I am right now.
Right now.
Terrible. Oh, I wish I could explain what was going on at work, but I can't. It's awful.
Can you allude?
Shit's fucked.
Okay. Awesome.
I had to go around.
A great illusion.
Either unshitting or unfucking. Fucked shit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
At least it was were a grand able illusion. To un-whatever it is.
Yes, yes.
It's a true. Bunch of sticks.
Indeed. So, yeah. It's Seth has now said, yes, you're right. They labeled it wrong in the podcast feed. Apparently, we labeled it wrong. I don't think. Well, maybe we did. We'll look at the XML later. The RSS later.
I have it right there.
We'll look at it later.
I want to look at it now.
Look at it now. We're going to look at the RSS right now to find out.
We're not going to look at the RSS. We don't need to look at the RSS. We just look at the page and go down to the bottom and it says May 20th.
No, that's not the feed XML.
No. That's me but, typing.
Okay, all right.
And I put May.
I see what you're saying.
Even though it's supposed to be
Oh, so not
March.
The feed, the actual... Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it says May 20th, May 25th, April, and then we go back into May.
Yeah, okay.
So I typed it wrong. Way to go, Seth.
Good job,
You are the Link Master General for a reason, and I am just private.
Private dipshit. We will update the page.
Yeah. In fact, this episode, it'll be updated.
Yeah, probably, because I'd hope.
Yeah.
So, how was your week, Scott?
Week was okay.
It wasn't week?
It wasn't. I had an audition on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We had a meeting for my first teaching endeavor for Acting for Actors, of which you are a student.
I'm a pupa.
Pupa. Went down to Salem and had Easter with the family. Mm-hmm. Hang out with Dad. That was nice. Did some other things last week. Oh, yeah. Ran around and got a new space after I lost the old space for the class. So now we have a new location.
Do you want to tell everybody about that yoga cluster?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a really nice facility here in West Seattle. And by really nice, I mean adequate, large.
It has walls.
Cheap.
Yeah. For West Seattle, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. And they were giving me the key. It was like, here, it's on your own recognizance, and your word, put a check in the mailbox every time you use the space, and for however long you use it. I was like, great. I mean, it was nice. It had two sections, had a little raised stage, had a kitchen. Would have been a really lovely place. And a yoga instructor was leaving there on her Thursday night class. And so they penciled me in for Thursday night. They weren't sure if she was going to be done mid-month or at the end of the month.
Right.
So I published it. I put it out there on the Facebooks and the Twitters and told people and promoted it. And we had our class on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And on Thursday, I got an email that said, oh, by the way, yoga's not canceling. You can't have Thursday night.
Yes.
So I ran around to a bunch of places on Thursday and found an even better place at the Youngstown Cultural Art Center, where we recorded the Airship Daedalus.
I hope not in the same room, because that would suck.
No.
Good.
The Cultural Art Center is the same, but the room is not, because that is tiny.
Yeah.
We are in a classroom, which isn't much bigger, but it's got a carpeted floor, so it'll be much more comfortable.
So, for those of you playing along at home, what we're saying is yoga is evil.
Yeah.
Load up Street Fighter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the shit out of Dhalsim over and over again.
Yeah.
Because.
That sounds yoga-ish.
I'm sure. I'm positive that that's a real representation of yoga. I mean, he breathes fire. That's yoga, right?
Yeah, that's what I understand.
That's what I understand. Me as well.
Downward facing dog. Someone's breathing fire somewhere.
Only if you had a really bad lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my week was okay.
Just a sec.
Oh, yeah, right.
More. Hey, Andy, how was your week?
Oh, it sucked.
I'm sorry.
I really don't have anything to say about it. Oh, wait, yeah, I do. So on Friday, I went to, first of all, during the week, some of you might be interested to know that we are very close to a locked cut on Humans and Households.
Yes.
There is one pickup shoot identified. It's an MLS pickup shoot. Really quick. I'll talk to you about it after this.
Okay.
But super quick. It's just there was something that was super, super, super unusably out of focus. So we're going to go and it doesn't require the same location or anything. So we're just going to go reshoot it.
With
my camera.
I know, but who's in it?
Nobody. It's a car.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it's just a car drive-by, but it's so out of focus, it's unusable. But we're that close. We are, awesome. Like, almost ready to send off to post close.
And by send off to post, you mean?
I mean just work on the next part of it.
Yeah. To us and Steve.
To us, right. So, on Friday, I went to the Clinically Inane live podcast.
Nice.
Which was at the Jewel Box Theater, mm-hmm. Inside Rendezvous. Got to see a bunch of people that are awesome, you know, Sarah Korn, Nara McDonald was there. Well, obviously, Curtis and Boyd were there.
Yes, I'd hope they were.
Zach, their special guest was the lead singer.
Galifianakis?
Yeah.
Sweet.
No, their lead singer was the guest was the lead singer of Vendetta Red, who is Zach something or other. I don't know it off the top of my head. I never really listened to Vendetta Red, but he was a really funny guy, really cool. Yeah, a number of other people were there that Scott would know. But probably not so many people at home. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I was not happy when I got there because work held me until the last possible minute. So I had to go chase down a cab to get there instead of just a nice leisurely stroll. Got there. Of course, the cab driver, right? Hey, if you have credit cards listed on the side of your cab, you better fucking take credit cards. I'm so sick of this bullshit from cab drivers. Like, oh, no credit card. Fuck you. It's on the side of your cab.
Yep, got to take it. Call the cab company next time.
I asked him before we fucking took off, do you take credit cards? Get in. Okay.
Call the cab company next time.
I'm just going to be like, all right, bye. Sorry, buddy.
Well, that too.
You know?
But call the cab, because I've been listening on the radio with the, they have said there can be a maximum number of 100 Uber
or Lyft.
And one other.
Yeah, I don't remember the other one.
Crowdsourcing taxi services. And they had a big thing on the talk show that I listened to where they were talking about so many times the cabs list credit card, but don't. Mm-hmm. And Uber and Lyft are straight up. I've already paid for it.
You don't even have to tip.
Yeah, it's already done.
You walk out of the vehicle, you're done.
And so,
scoot out because walking out, you'd kill yourself.
Yes.
Unless it's a Hummer, I suppose. Well, no, then you'd die from the fall.
Right.
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 So climb out.
You could walk out of a Model T. What are they doing in Downton Abbey? Because, I mean, those guys, the chauffeur opens the door and the guy just, he doesn't, nothing. He walks.
Right, he steps
out.
He
sits right in and steps right out. I want one of those cars.
Sit right down. Baby, let your hair hang down. That's where you were going with that. Big pink
That's
mustache
not
cars.
90s.
Those are great.
You were doing 90s references.
I don't know what I was doing.
That was...
Right. Hey, Tim Keady joined us on the live video portion of the podcast.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Thank you very much.
Be sure to check out Surfing Aliens if you have not yet. We've linked it before, but you should check it out again.
Yes.
So, that was Friday. Saturday, of course.
What was I doing Friday? Why didn't I go to Clinically Inane?
Because you're a jerk. A jerk dick? A dick jerk.
Okay.
A dick jerker.
Okay. Aren't we all really? Male or female?
That movie was a real dick jerker. Those are porn. That's what that is. It's women get tear jerkers, guys.
Get.
So.
Jerkers.
And some women get. But they don't. They can't really. There's not much to jerk down there that isn't going to cause a problem.
No, not down there. But if you're lucky enough, you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open the door and just walk right out.
Walk right out.
So the Saturday of this week, man, my English am not good today. Saturday was Aaron's ball gown presentation, and I had to work. So I worked in the morning. And then told them, basically, fuck you, and went to her ball gown presentation, where she unveiled this thing that's been secret for months now, which was a...
To everyone except San Diego Comic-Con.
San Diego Comic-Con does know a bit about it. That is true. But I don't know if we're supposed to say much about that. So let's not say anything about that.
Oh, okay. Right now. We're not going to say anything about that. Yeah. Anyway, Fireflies. Yeah. Go back to Aaron.
So... don't tell me what to do.
Sorry.
All right. So the ball gown presentation, she got to unveil this awesome neoprene fitted ball gown she made that had 20 vinyl crystals, hand-sewn vinyl crystals with LEDs underneath that changed, that basically changed colors and reflected on the facets of the vinyl that she pressed herself. And it was crazy.
I have seen pictures. It looks amazing. I forgot that it was neoprene.
Yeah, it's neoprene. Bunch of professional photographers were there. A lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know something we did do last week that was fun, that didn't suck.
What?
We upgraded to Windows 8.1 on our phone.
Windows Phone 8.1. Yes, we did, buddy. And it's awesome.
It is. I love it.
And I know a lot of you are going to be like, oh, it just brings rid of the functionality. I don't care. I don't fuck you. All right? Yes, it brings an app drawer. Yes, that is old functionality. It's great to have it again.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't a deal killer before for me anyway. It's nice to have, not a deal killer. Cortana is amazing.
Yes, it is.
So
it takes everything that Siri was and Android is and makes it a little better,
I think. I do, too.
So does Windows Phone Central.
Yeah. One of my favorite things has got to be the geolocation-based alerts. So you can say, hey, Cortana, next time I'm at QFC, remind me to buy milk. Which is weird because I don't have milk in my house.
No.
But
it will remind you.
Yeah, she'll remind me. She won't remind me that I don't have, she won't tell me, you don't really drink a lot of milk. But, it's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was driving and I literally couldn't do anything. So I had to set myself a reminder to call someone back in 20 minutes. So I'm driving down the road. I just press the search button and with voice say, Cortana, remind me to call Tony Becerra in 20 minutes. Done. I have a reminder. Goes off in 20 minutes. It was perfect.
Nice.
And it's still in beta.
So. Yeah. The one thing that I wish it has a really interesting remind you feature in the Cortana of what are your interests?
Yes.
Cortana. Tana? Tana.
Tana. Tana. But you know what? If you want to
like
sound...
Like a katana, it's a Cortana.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's really cool because I can get Seahawks updates and it'll tell you weather and traffic. Today, I said, what's the traffic like going home? And it said, traffic is light. You should be home in 59 minutes.
Wow.
And I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But it will not let me put in Harley-Davidson shops. Because what I really want is when I'm driving along and I come through Salem or Albany or wherever there's a Harley shop.
You want it to remind you.
I'm interested in Harley. So if I'm somewhere and there's one, I would like to know about it.
Yeah, it will only let you do a specific location. So you could say, hey, remind me when I'm at this Harley shop specifically. And it'll do that. But not, like, it won't tell you.
Yeah. Right, but in the interest section where you can pick things. Like,
right,
I'm interested about the Portland Trailblazers.
Gotcha.
Or I'm interested about the Seattle Seahawks. It won't let you manually put in an interest.
Gotcha.
It comes from a list that it's searchable.
Right, right.
And, maybe that list will grow.
Yeah.
It is in beta.
It is in beta.
But it's awesome.
It is pretty sweet. The other thing that it added that I'm really happy about, surprisingly, is if you use Gmail on Windows Phone, you probably know that it's a pain in the ass because it was IMAP only. So they changed it, and CalDAV is now fully supported by Windows Phone. So you can get your calendars from your Gmail accounts now and your Yahoo accounts and your Live accounts. It does all of them. It doesn't have any restrictions anymore on that stuff. So.
And it updates as the mail comes in.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't have to wait 15 minutes.
That's CalDAV. That's,
okay.
Yeah, IMAP doesn't support push notification. You can go as low as 5 minutes, and it'll pull every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But now it supports full push. So, yeah, you get a lot of... Yeah. But is that kind of eats through the battery, too, so...
That's fine.
Yeah, 6 of 1, 6 of 1 together.
Is the app drawer you were talking about, the little pull-down?
The little pull-down.
Yeah, and then you get to your settings right away.
Yeah, settings are
right
there.
And you can clear notifications. Yeah.
And this is stuff that, like, people from Android are like, oh, that's old news. But, it is old news for them, but for Windows
Phone,
it's
new.
And we had stuff you didn't before then, so... Yeah, it's a good evolution of features. I'm very pleased with Windows Phone 8.1.
Yep.
So, then Sunday... we did that Thursday night, right?
Yes, that was Thursday.
That was when we watched Zero Charisma.
Yes.
Which we should talk about a little bit, too. So, on Sunday, I went to ACT Theater and filmed some stuff for Bo Pritchard.
Who was that was at ACT?
That was part of it was at ACT. Part of it was in Georgetown. We filmed some footage for a campaign he's starting. There's a play called Starling, which is an interesting take on World War II. It's a female-centric perspective on World War II, written by a local author.
Mm-hmm.
So we filmed a bunch of stuff for that. Really cool period, accurate costuming and gadgetry, cameras and shit.
And it was Julia who was in Two Rooms with Me.
Yes.
Is Narden? The playwright.
Julia Narden?
Julia Narden.
There we go.
Narden.
I don't know.
Narden, yes.
Okay. Well, it was pronounced Narden to me, so I'm just going to let that...
Yeah, okay.
That's just going to be what it is.
Yeah, it is.
So, Wolfman's got her. Anyway, the just don't open a can of those, Nardines.
Mm-mm. No.
So that was all day. That was all day yesterday. And then there was, so we were talking about Thursday. You came over. We did the updates on the phone, which take a long time. You have to install the developer preview, register for an App Store account, and then it's like three really long updates. But it's worth it. It's totally worth it. So while we were updating, we were watching Zero Charisma, which we had not watched yet.
No.
I'd heard about it when I was at Gen Con. This is a crowdfunded. I incorrectly posted on Facebook that it was a crowdfunded film which was funded for $25,000. That is not correct. Mm. I don't know the budget. The pre-production was funded at $25,000. It's likely, and the Nerdist sponsored it, it's likely in the $200,000-$300,000 range. Which is
Nerdist sponsored it. Nerdist That's sponsored awesome.
It. Yeah.
If we could get Nerdist sponsoring.
Chloe Dykstra, if you're watching, you're not. But if that's your email address, I'll bother you. I will bother you. Anyway, I found it very enjoyable. Seth will argue this. Seth did not like it, which to each his own. That's fine. I get why he doesn't like it.
Why doesn't he like it?
He feels it's a laughing at, not a laughing with. Primarily. There are other reasons too, but laughing at, not laughing with. I don't feel like it's laughing at gaming or gamers as a whole. I feel like it is very much laughing at, but it's laughing at a specific type of person in gaming.
Yes.
Like, it's like laughing at an Uber jock, kind of. Or laughing at, you know, Talladega Nights was the example I used because, you know, that's laughing at NASCAR. But it's not laughing at NASCAR. It's laughing at a specific person in NASCAR, a specific type of person.
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of what it was.
Because Darkness is kind of laughing at a specific type of person,
yeah, Bart.
Too. Well, bards
and
a-holes.
Oh, so much a-hole.
Bald, goateed guys that are
You already said a-holes.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, you shouldn't double up.
Love you, Nathan.
That.
That's another thing I did. Not Nathan, but I did other things this weekend. I watched the...
God, I hope not.
I watched our review cut of Dark Dungeon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm compelled. I may give up the RPGs.
Wow.
Because they are evil. They're sinful. Full of fucking sin, those things.
Apparently.
Just dripping with sin and semen.
Decadence and...
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Decadence. No, McDonald's. Sorry.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, you got to look when you're shutting those books, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's a double quarter pounder. Even if it's only half of one, it's gonna. That monster manual's fucked. What's
all
the
those pages stuck together?
What's the fact I want a dried pickle?
I don't know. I 17. Can't read those.
Probably 17. Oh, I'll read these. Okay,
I don't even know what Thaco is.
I'll read. You
don't.
You okay. Come on. You know what Thaco is. 2 hit armor class 0. Yeah. It's what you have to roll to hit armor class 0. So like. If you're a wizard, it's usually 19 or 20. If you are a fighter, it's like 17. To hit, it's basically a measure of like, it's kind of a roll modifier range that allows you to kind of figure. Anyway, yeah, so you talk. I'm going to read these and I'll get back to you if we have any questions.
Okay.
All right.
Great. While Andy's reading, yes. So what I did on Monday. After our podcast was I was on Casting
After
Pods. After our podcast.
Yeah.
Which Casting was Pod. Sunday. I was on Casting Pod with Tiffany and Joseph, but he doesn't go by Joseph. And it's not Hosey. Josie. Josie, I think, is what Tiffany called it. Because it's not Jose.
Okay.
So it's Josie, I think. And his claim to fame, speaking of humans and households,
oh, yes,
is he was Jason Bowe's grip gaffer.
I want to say grip electric.
Okay, so Jason was the gaffer and Joseph was the grip.
Yes.
Yes.
I believe.
I keep getting the hierarchy in which one touches electrical things and which one doesn't.
Right.
So I think the grip grips things that aren't electric because you shouldn't grip.
Well, you can have a grip electric, too, which is under...
Oh, man.
So...
I don't know what we credit him as. But he worked on the portion that I produced of Humans and Households.
Which looks amazing.
It does. I won't lie.
It's all in focus.
It is.
Yeah. But that Ben was on camera, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was our camera.
It was our camera.
Two bars, looks better baby. Than a red.
Hoo-hoo. You should see it when it's blown up and debayered. It looks just like film. It's amazing.
That's what we didn't do on Thursday was look at your 4K monitor.
Oh, I looked at it. How
possibly let me walk away without looking at that?
Oh, boy.
Ruining me for all other monitors.
It's beautiful. It's pretty like my mom isn't.
Do we... Okay, there's not a double negative. Did we have questions?
Did we have questions from this group?
From this group, they're asking, or are they just making comments?
No, they were asking if we installed Skynet on our phones.
I can't comment.
I'm not allowed to comment.
No.
Whew, I love computer.
Yeah, that should answer your question.
All hail computer. Computer is great.
I don't know.
No, it wasn't bad. I was doing a paranoia joke, but I like what you were doing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Because if we don't have questions there, I can go to questions there.
And Tim asks, isn't half a double quarter pounder a quarter pounder? And yes, I guess technically, but it's not the same patty.
No.
Unless you eat it really fucking weird.
Like, yeah.
Home? Eat the top half of a double quarter pounder? You want to split it? Open face.
Here. Oh, yeah. Open face.
So, I will tell this story now. This is a great story from when I was younger.
Mm.
About something along these lines. My friend Aaron Bowman, my friend Kenny Stites, and I used to work at MCI WorldCom answering phones and answering questions about Hewlett-Packard Pavilion computers.
Oh.
Which is the definition. The definition of a Christian hell.
Wow.
Tearing at the skin in the eyes, viper venom on the genitals, fire everywhere. That's what MCI
Yikes.
WorldCom is like on the inside.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, there's a guy just like pushing a rubber band ball up a hill forever. It's crazy, all right? So, we were working at MCI, and this was during the time that Mike Donalds, because we can't say the other one on air.
No.
No, this is during the time that McDonald's was offering the, I think, I want to say 29-cent hamburgers and 39-cent cheeseburgers on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So we would go down and we would do that every Wednesday and we'd have like... Anyway, this rumor started that Aaron Bowman was a complete cheap ass.
Not Bowman.
Bowman. Yeah, wow. Sorry, Bowman. Though Bowman is kind of a cheap ass
because
he's broke.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
a broke ass more yeah. than a cheap ass. And that dude can stretch cardboard like nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a euphemism, and that is also a euphemism.
Yeah.
So
yes and no.
And yes. So we started this rumor that Aaron Bowman is a complete cheap ass. And I don't know what happened, but I was telling somebody that I was like, oh, yeah, no, he took me down to McDonald's. He's like, hey, I'll buy you lunch. I'm like, oh, cool, great, let's go down. He's like, do you like cheeseburgers? I'm like, oh, God, he's going to buy me a 29-cent cheeseburger. I was like, yeah, I like cheeseburgers. They're okay. He's like, okay, cool, cool. And he bought a Big Mac. And he bought a medium fry. And then he got a medium soda and a water cup. And he comes back to the table, and he starts disassembling this Big Mac. And he basically disassembles it into two cheeseburgers. You know, and anyway, this whole story, it got ridiculous. You know, like a water cup. And it's like, no, man, you can just go get a refill. But... somehow it stuck. Now, it sticking isn't a big deal.
Right.
It sticking and him believing in himself is, that's the big deal.
That is a big deal.
He became a total cheap ass after this.
Oh.
No, it's great. Awesome. He saved a ton of money, bought a house, all that shit. But I mean,
did he switch to Geico?
He did.
Okay.
At all.
Mm.
He saved a bunch of money by switching and not paying for shit. 15 minutes is all it took.
That's right.
To not pay for shit.
Mm-hmm.
So his frugality, I take credit for. I am why he has a house.
Excellent.
Because I made fun of him splitting Big Macs into cheeseburgers. Oh, it was two Big Macs because it was a group of people. He split two Big Macs into three cheeseburgers, and he got the extra patty because he paid for it. That's what it was. So.
Wow.
Oh, poor Buman. Barrett Bowman.
Bowman.
Ugh. Poor Buman, too, though.
This might be a short podcast. We might have.
I'm tired. I'm going to pass
circuitry,
out.
Your circuitry may fail.
Buman.
Yeah, I had a similar, though not cheap ass. We had a Burger King that was down the road from where I worked. And another guy and myself used to eat quite a lot at lunch. Mm-hmm. And people were like, wow, you guys eat a lot. And we're like, yeah. And they wanted to find out who could eat more. So we looked at each other and said, you buy, we'll eat. So they went down and bought 11 Whoppers with cheese.
Mm. That's out of my wheelhouse now.
Yes, out of mine as well.
Mm.
I occasionally smell liquid smoke when I drive by the Burger King.
And the mouth goes and starts Pavlovian.
Because I won.
Yeah. Did you vomit the next day? Or that day?
No.
No? Wow.
No, I kept it all down. It was.
I like a man who can hold his Whopper.
Yeah.
Actually, I prefer a man who can hold my Whopper.
Yeah, no, I don't do that anymore, remember? Right. That's what I just said.
Special sauce.
Ton of Big Mac.
We're calling you Mac now?
No.
Oh. Mm-mm. All I know is it's between two buns. I'll bring the sesame seeds.
Well, bring me a pickle, not a cucumber, okay?
Gross. So you're saying drink a lot first?
Yes.
Why would I do that? You should do that.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Should now. Okay.
Yep.
So this is the part of the podcast.
This is the part of the podcast.
Where I want to do something fun.
Okay, do it.
For those listening at home, we're going to go back and forth.
Do it.
These are the 20th creepiest things you can whisper.
These are the 20th things.
Sorry, the 20 creepiest things you can whisper in someone else's ear when you give them a hug.
Okay, who's going first?
Oh, I like the way you say number two, so I'll start. I'll do the odds and you do the evens.
Okay.
So the first one is, you smell different when you're awake.
Please help me.
But you have to say the...
Oh, then smile as if nothing happened. That's not fun. I thought we were whispering into people's ears, right?
Well, we are. All right. You do, please help me. Then you smile.
Okay.
Soon.
This is if it's a girl hugging you and you're a guy. I can feel them pressing against my chest. I think those are the only thing I miss about being a woman. You could easily apply that to men, too. I feel them pressing against my hip. Those are the only things I miss about being a man.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is what's quoted. A good friend of mine enjoyed creating awkward situations by hugging in public whenever we see each other. They were of the same sex. Okay, they were both males. They don't do the manly pound on the back hug, but instead they do the arms up and under each other's armpits hug, slowly rub each other's backs and say loud enough for everyone to hear, so nice, so nice, so safe, so nice. And then we separate with a big sigh. Apparently it can silence a room.
That one doesn't seem too weird to me.
No, not that one not seems so kind much. Of,
maybe in like Alabama or something, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That one seems pretty normal to me.
You have lovely skin. I can't wait to try it on. The slow blade penetrates the shield.
Your hair tastes like strawberries.
Tonight, you.
Wait. Don't let go. Don't let go just yet. Subtle, weird, unusual, needy, little, yellow, different. I don't understand these. These are kind of silly. But well, let's keep going, I guess.
He knows. Don't go home.
I always knew you would die in my arms. Which makes me think about Captain Kirk, and then I get angry.
And this one makes me think of...
Zefram Cochran?
No.
It should, because it's the same guy.
Yeah, but what's the movie? Babe. That's right. That'll do, pig.
Because it's a quote from the movie.
Right. All right. The only thing he says in the entire movie.
Yep. Every time I poop, I think of you.
No one else will ever believe you.
See, that's a Bill Murray joke.
Is it?
Well, I don't know if it's a joke, but someone claims that they were sitting at a restaurant, Bill Murray walked by, took a fry off their tray, and said, no one will ever believe you, and then just walked away. This one's stupid. And, right, and fine, I'll do it. Yes!
You think this is stupid? Wait till I get to Dennis's question.
Yeah, okay.
I bet you didn't feel me lick your ear.
I killed Mufasa. That's just, I'd be proud of that. Yeah. That's just pride right there. I wish I could do a Jeremy Irons, because that would have been awesome.
That would have been. There are only 4 layers or less of cloth separating you from ecstasy.
Us is the word you're looking for.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at you when I said us from ecstasy.
Mother told me it would be like this.
That's my favorite one.
That's a good, that one's okay.
And I'm assuming that you're doing this to people that you don't know all that well.
Yeah.
Because anyone then, we know that we do that to...
Right, they wouldn't care.
None of those none would faze them at all.
You could actually lick most of their ears and nobody would care.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So Tim brings up that hold my whopper is actually a good thing to whisper in someone's ear. And he also brings up that I can feel your nipples. That's only weird if you're like 2 feet away, though. It's one of those hugs. It's like, you know, leave room for Jesus dance. And,
right. And say, I can feel your nipples. Then.
So, Aaron, I will get to your question in a moment because you have a good eye. Well, I'll just bring it up now. So, Aaron.
Well, as he reaches down, he's going to bring it up.
So, Aaron Jackson noticed that I have a little friend sitting on my microphone stand. Aaron Weathers bought me a present. That present is an automaton,
it's a Japanese product, I think it's
safe to say. It is a Japanese product.
And I'd like to say that it translates into obnoxious as hell.
Yeah, it is a little note or a crooked neck sperm. One of those two. And it makes noises, and you push the sides of his little mouth, and then you... And it makes little electronic noises, like from 1991. That's.
But that was that low or medium?
That was that's mid.
Okay, try move away from the mic and try high.
High volume or high sound?
Let's do high notes.
I hate this thing. I love it. I hate it. I love it. I am 4 years old right now.
Oh, something I ate. Ah, the shark's coming.
Yellow elf has shot the food.
Oh.
Oh my god. So, yeah, Aaron bought me this.
Adventure, right?
Gauntlet.
Gauntlet, yes.
So I'm going to... He will eventually make appearances on the podcast to annoy your... Whichever ear I end up in, right? Probably?
Probably.
Yeah.
But we might switch it up. It'll be almost as good as...
It's okay, because nobody puts their headphones on right anyway.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because they're not even labeled anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is... Weird.
So that's, yes, good eye, Aaron Jackson. That is indeed an automaton. And it's automaton, not automatone.
Right.
It ends with the n, not the ne, even though in the Roman letters it's spelled with an e at the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, did he know what it was? Or was it just a question?
He named it out of the gate. He knew what it was.
Wow.
I'm assuming it's because it was like a wimp video that went viral or something, so people know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I have not seen the video, but I know there's one out there. And,
oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
He's a little guy.
He is. I like how they've made the round holes at the mouth so it's not going to rip out. I mean, the engineering behind it is quality. In America, they'd just cut the slit and be done with it, and kids would press it, and it would all rip out, and then his lower jaw would fall off, and it'd be a piece of crap. But that's actually well-engineered.
It is.
And the spermy top turns a little bit.
Oh, my God, the spermy top totally turns.
Yeah. Now you can golf with it.
Yeah.
One-handed golfing, or mix a drink.
One-handed golfing is a different thing. Back to euphemisms.
Yes. It's kind of like pocket pool.
Oh.
Small pocket pool.
Right.
Pocket billiard, sorry.
If you've got 8 balls in your pants, you got a problem.
Yes.
Pocket snooker would be weirder.
Yeah, it would.
It's...
And they're all red. Why are they red?
You'd have to hit one, and then you'd have to hit a black one. Then you'd have to hit a red one, then you'd have to hit a black one.
Are they red and black ones?
They're red and black, and then there are 5. No, it's snooker's a weird game.
What's the one I'm thinking of? They're all red.
You're thinking of snooker, but there's other stuff. And it's not, you don't pocket the black one. You just have to hit it.
Mm.
So you pocket a red one, then you hit the black one, then you pocket a red one, then you hit the black one. And then you get down to a certain number, and then you hit in 5 other colored ones that are like Easter egg-y color. I don't know.
Oh.
And then you, I don't know. It's fucking
pastel pool. Interesting.
Yeah, and it's
got
a...
Is that the one with the bumpers in the middle of the table?
No. I think it can be, but it's this one that I'm thinking of is not. And then it's got like there's a max score. You can do a max run. It's like 1,600 points or something like that. So it's weird.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a perfect run, or a perfect break, they call it. The break isn't just the thing at the beginning, it's the whole run.
Right.
Snooker. Same color
as Snooki.
On Jersey Shore. The red balls look exactly like her, in fact.
Okay, that must be who it's named after.
Snooker.
Okay, well, that was a really stupid, that whole...
That whole thing.
Image thing sounded so much better in my head than actual performance.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. We can keep doing it.
Oh, no, we don't want to keep doing it. It's done.
Okay.
I can delete that picture now.
Seth Davis brought up that the low sounds are very much Space Invaders, and it's true.
Burr, yes.
Burr, 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 burr. Cool. Well, do you want to bring up questions from
home? Sure. Okay, so first, I would like to personally say I am so sorry, Lotta, that I was out of town and we were not able to do an Easter podcast that you might have hopefully been able to be up for.
A Pascha podcast, if you will. Don't worry about it. It's a thing.
Okay, awesome. And to Laura, sorry we didn't post earlier that we weren't going to have a podcast yesterday.
I'm not.
I suck.
That part is true.
Yes.
I will not argue that.
Okay, so Dennis Nickel, who is reading or listening to our podcasts one at a time, trying to catch up.
Yeah, he is. He's a trooper.
Has missed some of our conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And when he catches up to it, he'll laugh, I believe. But he says, when was the last time that you punched someone in the face? And why did you do that? That's not very nice.
The last time I didn't punch this person in the face. I didn't punch him in the face.
Okay.
But I led to him being punched in the face.
You were a direct contributor.
Yeah. And this is straight up going to be a little bit racist. I'm just going to tell you this right away. It's not as bad as you think, but it's going to be a little bit racist.
Okay.
So, I was hanging out with my son down in Boise, and I decided to teach him Polish arm wrestling. And if you don't know what Polish arm wrestling is, it's two people sitting across the table from one another. The sucker or as it's in, as it is in Polish, the sucker, puts his arm on the table with his hand facing himself. So elbow on the table, fist, opening of the fist facing his own face. The other person sits across the table, puts his hand over the fist and pulls toward himself or herself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, don't let me do it. And then you fake a little bit of like,
demonstrate this for the people okay. at home.
And then you fake a little bit of like, oh, don't let me do it. And then you let go.
Ow.
And the person hits themselves in the face. You're right. You're right. It wasn't very nice. No. Why did I do it? Because dad.
Sure.
Obviously, dad.
The last time I punched someone in the face was Wesley from Princess Bride.
Yes, and you can actually see that if you go look up the trailer right now for A Bit of Bad Luck.
Which you better hurry and do, because it's premiered at the Boston International Film Festival and won the Indie Spirit Award at the Boston Film Festival. We walked away and won.
Nice.
Which was kind of cool. So yeah. And I punched him because it was in the script, and we talked about it, and he wanted... Actually, it wasn't in the script.
Oh.
He asked me to punch him in the face.
For real? Like, real, real?
Well, Tony Becerra said, he will ask you to punch him. Don't really do it.
Oh, okay. That's going
to
be a tough
one. And the fight choreographer came up to me and said, he's going to ask you to punch him in the face.
Don't really do it.
Don't really do it. In fact, we're not going to do it. And I was kind of bummed out, because Carrie had approached me personally and talked to me about it. And... before we shot the scene, he was walking down the street, saw me, said, hey, have you talked to the fight choreographer about doing that scene? And I said, yeah, and she kind of, well, she was halfway down the block, and Carrie yells across the street to her, hey, are we going to do the punch in the face? Whatever you want, Carrie. So then he and I worked it out, and
it's nice.
It made the trailer.
It made the trailer.
Which is great.
Yep, yep.
So, when you catch up the episode, whatever it was that we talked about, me
you punching Carrie
Elwes
in the face, yeah.
You will laugh, Dennis. Question number two, specifically, Andy.
Yeah.
Do you think you would be able to finish this week's podcast using either A, the Cro-Magnon voice that you use when making fun of ignorant people that complain, or the Eastlogian accent. I don't know what that one is.
All right, so I'll explain them, and no, because we end the podcast one way.
Yes.
And that's asking and, you know.
Neil deGrasse.
So, the I don't know what the Cro-Magnon accent is exactly. I think it's like, something like that. Like, I'm so stupid. But,
yes.
I don't know. The Eastlogian. So... That's a developer at Microsoft, and specifically, this isn't making fun of the accent. This is, well, it is kind of. We were sitting in a meeting about a specific product that I won't name, and one of our developers, who I will refer to as Yuri,
okay,
because it's his name,
good,
came into the office
and guess Russian. Okay.
Decided to tell us about, like, he found a problem. He found a problem with...
the product.
Well, he found a solution to the problem, right?
Oh, okay.
So he's...
Even better.
He's trying to explain it to us, and he starts talking. He's like, the problem is fuck. The problem is fuck. Is login. The problem is login. Is login. What? The problem is the fucking problem is login.
Login?
It is login. Okay. Yes. So he writes it on the board, and everyone in the office is like, oh, gotcha. So yeah, the problem was login. And that's, so there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Scott C, same question for you, but with A in the Howie Mandel Bobby voice that you can do, which is amazing that, because that's what it started as, and then it turned into Meatwad.
Yeah.
But originally it was Howie Mandel when he's talking about Bobby.
General.
Hmm? And he wants the apple. Daddy, yeah, but, can I have apple?
Well, that was straight up the Howie Mandel stage performance when he does the Daddy Can I Have the Apple thing.
Right, but I thought that was Bobby.
It turned into Bobby.
And then turned it, because that's the Bobby's cartoon. Called,
yeah.
Yeah.
But their name was generic, but it was pronounced generic. Anyway, that's that.
That's what Bobby said, generic?
Yeah.
And then turn into Meat World. I don't know how, but hey, Frost. Look over here, I'm doing push-ups.
I don't know. Any other eccentric accent that you are most proficient with? You'd have to tell me if I'm proficient with any. According to Christian, I can't do accents. I just sound like a...
This is very air-quoted.
Okay.
But, I mean, I guess you... No? What are you proficient with? Yeah, I don't mind your drugs so much. It's not bad.
Hold it, just a sec. You do English, I'll do French.
No, because then you'll be doing English.
Okay, you do French and I'll do English.
Then you'll be doing French.
Oh.
Right.
Well,
he's an accent sponge. There goes that.
Yes. I soak them up regardless of what I'm supposed
like
to be doing.
Not like a chamois, more like one of those raggedy old sponges that doesn't really do anything anymore. Just kind of filters the water a little bit. Oh, boy.
I'm a dirty old sponge. Okay.
All the green stuff is worn off you.
Yeah. We had one of those in the first grade. Mrs. Burnside was my teacher in first grade. And if you were caught swearing or kissing...
You had to put a sponge in your
mouth? You had to go kiss the sponge.
Hubble.
And it was a sponge that she cleaned everything and put the borax powder on and
Comet.
And boy, I tell you.
You know what
I only kissed that thing 3 or 4 times before I learned my lesson.
Wait, you mean I get to make out with her and the sponge? All right.
Cooties, no cooties. It was perfect.
It works. You know what I miss about the sponge? About the sponge. About first grade? And the sponge? I miss the sponge.
The baths? You miss the
sponge. I just miss the commercials about the sponge. Those were great commercials. Don't you use the sponge? No, I miss the water tables, man. When you were a kid, there's like sand table and water, and those were awesome. You never had a water table?
No.
They had like plastic stuff glued or somehow fastened to them. And then they had sand, and then they had water, so you could make like little beaches and stuff, and the water would flow through it. I loved water tables.
Wow.
Not like water tables where, you know, don't pollute it because everyone will die, but like
right,
a table
you drill down into to get a well. That's the only water table I know.
Right.
Now, I had a water bed.
Hmm.
But
did you ever eat anything on it?
Yes.
Then it was a table.
And my parents were conniving because I wanted a water bed.
Wait, your parents were Canadian?
No,
well,
I'm Canadian.
Okay.
No, they're American.
They're American.
But I got a water bed for my 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
The first bed I got since my first bed.
Gotcha.
And I'm rather tall, and I grew up very fast, grew tall very fast, very young. And so most of the time, my shins were, my head was at the headboard and
your
my shins
are
were
hitting the,
So I got the new bed, but they put a 95% waveless, that stupid foam shit that went in there.
So it wasn't a water bed.
No. You jump on it and we go, sprint.
You gelling? Yeah, dude, I'm gelling.
Yeah, like a felon.
Oh my God.
I want to be waving.
No.
Nope. Mm-mm. Paula Moran writes, do you enjoy stage combat, and what type of training and experience do you have with it? Please read before saying out loud.
Shit.
I did read it and said it out loud. yes, I enjoy lots of stage combat.
I have never... Well, I guess I have done stage combat once.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Well... Slice.
You got punched in the nose. That is stage combat.
Yeah, that was the movie. That's movie magic combat. It doesn't have to look as real. But stage combat, I got punched in the face by Brian at Joe's Diner.
Yes.
And had to do a complete flip over, falling flat on the ground, and just laid there for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, because his character in Joe's Diner can kill you with a punch.
Yes, he can.
So one punch. Brock. Either knocked out or killed, I forget.
Is it Brock? What's it?
Brock.
Brock Samson. No, that's...
Venture Brothers.
Yeah. And when we did Dorkness, everybody got stage combat training, And my stage combat training was fall training because all I did was get killed. So I had to learn how to fall 50 million ways.
So true.
But since then, I've done hand-to-hand and sword and...
and other things.
And other things.
Yeah.
Christian, Brian, and I were in Three Musketeers, did a lot of rapier work. In fact, I got to a point where those at home can see this, and I will try to describe this adequately for those viewers listening only. Your rapier goes in what's called a frog. It's a small sheath that doesn't cover the entire blade. It allows it to hang out the side, but it keeps it at your side. And they're leather. Mm-hmm. And we were having all sorts of problems because it was not stiffened leather pulling. We couldn't get the swords out.
Right.
So our fight choreographer, Bob Borwick, got metal sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Small pieces of pipe that we put in.
So I know where it's what's going to happen with this.
Now these rapiers come out like, whoosh, no problem.
But they also, do they sharpen at the same time?
No.
Okay.
No. They may have, but they were really dull. They wouldn't have sharpened anymore.
Okay.
But I got to a point where I could walk out on stage with my hand, flip the sword up, out, hilt first. It would turn once in the air while walking forward, grab it by the hilt, and do a whoosh.
Nice.
Never tried it because the lights were really low.
Right.
But I so wanted to do that on stage. But no. So yes, I love stage combat, and we have various experiences with it.
Yeah. Varying as well.
I would also like to point out, for those of you listening, go there. We will have a link for it on the webpage, the Two Bards webpage. And Seth will probably have links for it very soon because I'm going to spell this out and I'll probably get it wrong. But Paula Moran is also working on the Represent Arda Wiggs photo contest. And if she wins, she gets to be on, if she takes first, a $20 prize, a Spring Collection wig.
Ooh.
And her photo featured in an advertisement on Facebook, Twitter, and a bunch of other social media. Second, third, and fourth places, I think, get the 20 and also an ad rotation.
Okay.
Which would be very cool. And you can go to go to your web browser and then 394724.tbits.me. That's actually, I went to Arda, and their link went there too.
Wow.
So it's not like it's a special webpage. Anyway, she is number 62. Last night she was on the second page. Today she was on the third page. It doesn't seem to have an actual ranking. But anyway, number 62. And vote, share, put that out there. Let's help win one of our Bardketeers. Win something.
Wig out. Yeah, you doing that?
I was
her wig.
Keep going.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Look. She's not watching anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We dropped a lot there.
Is that Katy Perry? No.
That is not.
Tim Keating. Okay, sorry.
Tim Katy Perry.
He
kissed a girl.
I cannot read these things. It's
okay.
Beyond my glasses.
Yeah, waterbeds at a kid museum would be creepy. Good job, Tim. That is true. That is very true. Oh, my God.
But then so are Happy Meals. They're creepy at a kid's museum.
No, they're creepier in the lap of a fucking 75-year-old guy in a trench coat. I'll tell you. There's a toy inside. Just keep reaching.
Sitting on a park bench.
Doom, doom, doom.
With bad intent.
Snot is running down his nose. All right, come on. No more aqua love.
Why do I feel like Beavis?
Wow.
I used to be able to do him. His voice.
Yeah. That was cool. Shut up, stupid. All right, let's... Do we have anything else?
That was really good, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
I wish they were on Netflix. I would so...
They are. Well, no, I'm sorry. The movie is. But I don't know about the show.
Oh.
I'll watch it. Because MTV in the 90s just did a bunch of shit without thinking about licensing it for home use. So, like, Daria had to be retooled with new music. The State had to be retooled with new music. Beavis and Butthead fucking review videos. There's no way you can do new music for that. So, though they are... They did make new ones recently.
Why can't they just go back and redo the licensing or whatever?
Because licenses have changed hands. They had partnership deals back then that were based on cable company contracts. They got... So... Like MTV and like their whole stream of I think it's Viacom that mm-hmm. owns all of them.
Yeah.
And so anything by Virgin, they don't get. Anything by Geffen, they don't get. Man. So, yeah.
That blows.
Yeah.
Way to screw the fans, corporate giants.
Well, they're people.
No, they're not.
Giants are people too.
Giants are.
Are they?
Corporations aren't.
All right.
Salt Heart Foam Follower.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening. And if you believe that our universe is for more than just producing black holes.
Oh, he does. I've been watching the series on Netflix that he did for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good.
Yeah, you've heard that theory, right? That the universe has a, this is air-quoted, purpose, and it's to create black holes. Which, if that's true, then it leads credence to the other... There's another theory that as simulations get more and more advanced,
mm-hmm.
the chances that we are a simulation get higher and higher and higher. So maybe we're in just a gigantic black hole simulator.
Well, the one that freaked me out in watching his series
mm-hmm.
was that stars are born of gases. But there is a finite amount of gas. So at some point... The last star will be created.
And go out.
And go out.
It's the heat death of the universe.
And
potentially, unless there's a big crunch, and there's all sorts of weird shit about time. Then there's quantum entanglement. There's potential. Yeah, it gets crazy. But yeah, the going theory is...
But I didn't know that when the stars died, they didn't give off gases. They don't. There's a finite amount of gas, which creates stars.
There's a finite amount of matter.
Yeah. But we'll have Neil on and he'll
explain
that.
We really, really don't.
God, I really hope we can have him on Sunday.
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
It's not going to happen.
No.
But
I did enter the contest that Brophy posted mm-hmm. on the Two Bards page. So you need to get in there and see if you can get tickets.
All right, then.
But if anyone knows him, remember.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, you're in town.
6 degrees of separation.
If you want to come on our podcast.
You know someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows Neil deGrasse Tyson.
In Seattle.
Tell him.
Well, I know someone who.
Tell him we sent you.
I do. Keith Bowling. Knows Bill Nye. Who knows Neil deGrasse Tyson?
We just need to call Keith. I know Keith, too.
Yeah, Keith's a good guy.
He is. Session 7 Media.
Session 7 Media. Dot.
Okay. So we'll have Neil on for our 2-year anniversary. That's our pre-1-year anniversary guarantee.
Yeah.
At 2 years, we will have Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Guaranteed. Warning. All guarantees are not guaranteed.
Nope.
All right.
Is that it?
I guess. Fuck. Heat death of this podcast.